Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to this special second round / round of 16 rock and roll football special podcast.
Yes, we bring you all the highlights from the Netherlands-USA game this afternoon and a lot of chats about mispronunciations of words.
Oh, it's a real linguist's dream, this. This is,
yes.
If you're studying English Lit or you you're one of those people that has the books of like funny place names, I think this is right up your street.
Yeah. You're going to love this. You should write a thesis on just this show. Yeah, certainly. I think we can all learn a little bit from today's show as well.
Yes, I would say that I think we could all learn a bit from past shows. In fact, if you're here looking for learnings and you want to broaden your knowledge, just listen to every episode of our back catalogue, then leave a 5-star written review and total, what's the word, enlightenment is yours.
There's a lot of takeaway info nuggets, specifically about like places in Europe and small towns in Suffolk today that you can take away with you for free.
It's got your geographies, your histories, your English lists.
All your GCSE subjects covered, yeah.
Oh, and talking of schools, an emotional tale from Matt Dyson. It all links together.
Oh, lovely.
Do enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Every Saturday, as we know during the season, is a red-hot day. But on the first day of the knockout stages of the World Cup, it's a particularly red-hot day with a particularly red-hot Matt Dyson.
Yes, Germany oust, Belgium's so-called golden generation gone as we enter the round of 16. Certainly no golden touch from Romelu Lukaku, who smashed up a dugout after missing a series of sitters the other night. Kai Havertz also picking up the saddest-looking man of the match award in World Cup history. Then we had tears of joy from Sun Heung-min last night, salt water dripping down his face mask as South Korea beat Portugal to go through. Real sad tears for Luis Suarez, though. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. The South American pantomime villain / vampire biting handballing wind-up merchant seeing his Uruguay side fail to progress. Switzerland made it through last night as well with Remo Freuler getting the winner and becoming the first Nottingham Forest player to score at a World Cup since Pierre Van Hooijdonk back in 1998.
Wow.
What a striker he was in every sense. He went on strike. Speaking of the Dutch...
He went on strike.
Game in the knockout stages on Rock and Roll Football from 3 this afternoon against the United States of America. It's Steve McLaren at FC 20 versus Alexi Lalas. Clogs taking on Skechers sneakers. Edam against Monterey Jack.
Ooh.
Two nations united by their love of pancakes. Alpha male Dutch dinosaur Louis van Gaal is the head coach of Holland back for his third spell in charge, while All-American Jock Greg Berhalter is the manager of the US soccer ballers. He made his name at Columbus Crew in the MLS, much like former Forest and Birmingham striker Stern John.
Yeah.
In the noughties, but will his players get a Stern talking to on the John at halftime? Chelsea forward Christian Pulisic will be fit for the US after injuring his pelvis, a rare Elvis Presley style knock you don't often see in the game, but thankfully he will grace this land with another game. He's up and walking in Memphis Depay's eyeline. Depay expected to start up front alongside Dutch star man Cody Gakpo, who's become the first player in orange to score in his first 3 World Cup matches. But for now, a little less consternation, a little more rock and roll football, please. All this injury time ain't satisfactioning me.
Oh, my word. Dyson, you're a genius. That is the greatest one you've ever done.
Well, I didn't have time to say, close your mouth and open up your heart and we will satisfy you. But there we go.
Well, you just did. So what's that all about? Well, we've got a new team in Glory Hunters. We were supporting Redditch United, but they were beaten last week by, we think it's pronounced Leiston. Is that right, Dyson?
It is pronounced Leiston. Yeah, we've looked into it. It's spelt Leiston, but it's pronounced Leiston. Ah, there it is.
Here we go.
Ah, the music's here.
So tell us about Leiston.
So I tell you about Leiston, the English town in East Suffolk, near Saxmundham and Alderbrook. Got a lovely nature reserve there. Just 2 miles from the coast and a stone's throw from Sizewell B Power Station.
Excellent.
Lovely spot for a swim. managed by former Norwich and Leicester City player Darren Eady.
No way.
Yes, and his joint manager Chris Wigger. Their ground is called Victory Road.
Chris Wigger?
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, yeah, it's an unusual name, isn't it? Their ground is called Victory Road. It's not to be confused with the Victory Road in Pokemon, which is a cave that is often filled with expert Pokemon trainers.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have confused that.
No, no.
How do you know about that anyway?
Because I've just been looking into it, into Victory Road. It's a 2,500 capacity home to the Blues, Leicester FC. The only person of note from the town, because it is quite a small town, is some geezer called Ranulph de Glanville. Ranulph de Glanville, right, was the Chief Justiciar of England during the reign of King Henry II, 1154 to 89. And he was the probable author of Tractatus de Legibus et Constituendi Nubis Regni Angli, which we all know is the earliest treatise on the laws of England. Yeah, what a fact that is. You didn't see that coming, did you?
No, I didn't, no. And your mouth didn't, by the sounds of things. That was like you got asked to read your homework out. I totally flagged it. The Anglia de Legalis de what? What language are you reading out?
That sounded a bit Boris-esque, didn't it? Really?
Oh, it did a bit, yeah. Treaties of blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. Dyson for Prime Minister. That's how this all starts.
Yeah, so come on, Blues. Do it for Ranulph de Glanville.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Now, there have been four goals in our Glory Hunters game. It kicked off earlier today. What's the latest, Dyson?
It's still 2-2, according to the Leicester FC Twitter page. There was some late drama, though. A Mikulova free kick hit the bar with just 3 minutes to go. We're in the dying seconds now of this game at Mikulova, and it's 2-2.
So this could have been our only week supporting Leicester.
Yes, Leicester.
Leicester, Leicester.
Yeah, Leicester, Leicester. Leicester. Let's call the whole thing off. Could have been a bit. If they draw, we're back with them next week. What an exciting prospect that is.
Indeed. And in the Championship, it's full-time at the Stadium of Light.
Yes, a late goal, another late goal for Sunderland has seen them win 3-0 against Millwall. Gary Rowett's sad face on the touchline, the Championship journeyman manager now in charge of Millwall. And Sunderland a 10th in the table.
And in the World Cup today, Holland, USA kicks off in under half an hour, then Argentina, Australia tonight. Of course, since last week, Dyson, England topped the group unbeaten. Did you watch the Wales game?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. I watched the second half because it was my daughter's birthday, so we had to go out for a meal. So but I timed it quite well.
We had
well,
to go out for a meal.
Well, I mean, you know, like, I can't let football ruin her special day. But I timed it really well because I missed the boring 0-0 first half and then got the goals in the second half. Rashford on fire. It was amazing.
It was very, very good. And commiserations, obviously, to our Welsh listeners. We all wanted all home nations there to get out of the group stage. But, so did your daughter want to watch the game or not?
No, she's not massively into it, to be honest. I try and get her to watch. She never cares. She went to watch one Forest game. She quite enjoyed that, but she's not really got the football bug.
And what did she say to you, Daddy, why don't you pay me any attention? Why are you always watching football, Daddy?
Yeah, yes, she does. Yeah, that's literally what she says. Yeah, but it's fine because I managed to do both, you see. Everyone was happy on Tuesday night.
It's meant to be the parent telling the kid that they watch too much telly, not the other way around. Come on, Daddy, cook me dinner. Stop watching telly. Yeah.
I'm not a great role model in that respect.
So. Ooh, that's a good question. Have you tried to, like, squeeze in watching the World Cup during the tournament? Like, have you tried to blag,
yes,
like, oh, we'll
nice,
just go to a bar and the game's on. Text us on 8, 12, 15. What are the most creative ways? Because it's been more difficult this year. When it's
it
a summer
hard,
World
yeah.
Cup, people just go to the pub more, don't they? But with this...
Yes, you've got to sort of multitask now, haven't you, to watch all the games. You can't just sit down and watch them. There's always something else that needs to be done.
Yeah, so have you been watching it on your phone, maybe at work? Have you been surreptitiously? In fact, Liam and I here in the studio were chatting before on air, and he caught me watching the highlights of the Wales game because he could see it reflected in the window behind me.
Oh,
I can't stop watching that Foden goal.
Yeah, it was great getting yourself into the mood for tomorrow, and it's got to be done.
And what do you think's going to happen tomorrow?
I think we should edge it. I don't want to get overconfident, but as Senegal don't have Mane, their main star man, I think hopefully we should edge it. But it could be one of those difficult ones like when we played Cameroon in the 90s. I think it might not be as easy as we think.
Okay, so now you're disagreeing with yourself?
I'm covering all bases.
Okay, so you think we'll win, but
I think we'll win, but I don't think we will romp to victory.
Stop talking our country down. What is it with people like you, you wokesters? Why do you hate our way of life?
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
It is full time in our Glory Hunters game, Dyson.
Yes, and it's finished 2-2. Level pegging for Mikulova and Leiston, so we go again next week.
Now, whoever you support, wherever you're from, surely we all enjoyed seeing Luis Suarez quiet last night. Luis Suarez quiet last night.
He was quiet and quiet and quiet, wasn't he? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was nice, wasn't it? Yeah.
Is it bad to enjoy watching another human being weep?
Not when he's done so many things that are deliberately, nasty and sort of cheaty. You know, I think his chickens came home to roost, and you should delight in that.
Because, in case people don't know, he'd handled the ball on the line against Ghana in 2010.
Yeah.
So cheated them out of something back then. It's amazing that it was Ghana playing Uruguay today that stopped them getting through to the next round. And also, he's bitten at least 3 people on the pitch.
It's outrageous, isn't it? Yeah, but I mean, I love Uruguay. I was sad for Uruguay, happy about Suarez's tears. I think that's how most people feel.
Okay, that's it. Why are you sad for Uruguay? What's your connection?
Well, they seem like a good team. They're quite an exciting team. They've got some good young players, and I really like their kit. That's always a key factor for me. They've got a lovely Puma kit, haven't they, with those funny white lines on the trim, but nice kit. So sad for them. Happy about Louis. That's all I'm saying.
Is it? Do you think it's bad karma for us though? To laugh? If we laugh at Louis crying, are we then getting bad karma? So I'm going to laugh at you when you're sad.
The 56 years of hurts. They'd be well within their rights, any Uruguay fan, to laugh at us when we cry, when we inevitably cry at some point during this tournament.
Well, to quote Frank Skinner, for the men's game.
Yes.
22 exactly. weeks of hurt for the women.
Yeah, exactly.
56 That's years right. for the men. When was the last time you cried?
I think it was when Forest got promoted, actually. Genuinely. I don't think I've cried since then.
I think that was mine as well.
Yeah, but and I don't normally cry at football. I think it's... but I know you cry all the time at football. I just think it's not that important, so why are you crying? But having spent so long...
Because I care about it.
...to get promoted. Yeah, I know. Well, that's... I finally came round to your way of thinking.
Okay, good.
Having spent so... When you've invested that much time over so many years that it finally happened, I couldn't help it. It was emotional.
And non-footballing, when do you think you last cried? laughter from a man with something to hide.
I've got nothing to hide. Nothing to hide, no. I often cry at silly things on the telly now, like EastEnders storylines and stuff.
What?
Like that. Yeah.
No one cries at EastEnders. You're the only person.
I mean, I haven't watched EastEnders for a
What, like when someone
time.
Gets called a care? You care! Yeah. And then they slap each other. Oh, no. It's the breakdown of society.
It's so sad. How can they all afford to live in East London? There's no way they'd be owning properties around there. It makes me cry. It makes me cry every time.
Prices.
It's so unrealistic.
You're a genius. I broke a bit off my toenail the other week. That made me cry. It was more of a... You know what I do, actually? I found myself doing this. I whimper.
Oh, really?
And I actually cry again.
Like a little puppy.
Like when my eczema's bad and I'm in the shower and it makes it hurt.
And it stings.
And then I'm embarrassed by myself.
A little weepy, little whimper. Oh, that's nice.
Actually got a... it's not a confession, it's more just I'm going to divulge this. My eczema got so bad on my hands, I went to see a specialist the other day and he's given me steroids, oral steroids.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Have you ever had them?
What, have you got loads of muscles now? Are you ripped?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally sure. I look like Arnie. Yeah. I look like the Terminator.
You've roided up.
Yeah, just battering people on the way in.
No. Does it? What happens? What's the side effects? Is it not good?
Makes you very alert.
Right, okay. I see. Oh,
I'll tell you, you're just like, you got, it's almost like your heart's pumping a bit faster. Slightly. I've won them for 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It can make you slightly puffy of the cheek, can't it? Or is that just...
No, I just had a big breakfast. It's been on steroids the last 30 years. So that was the last time I cried. So we were trying to get to the bottom, Dice, the last time you cried that wasn't football-related.
Yeah, that's right. And I forgot. It was... I cried at a parents' evening.
What, because you got told off?
No. It was... A teacher was talking about my daughter, Bess, and she gave her such a glowing review that I started... And I'm not showing off. It's not a humble brag.
Oh, here we go.
But I just started crying because I got emotional about how well she did.
Because of the school fees.
She's in state education.
Well, for a day boarder, you'd expect her to get those sorts of results, right?
I would certainly be crying if I was paying those fees. My Lord. No, I started crying. It was really embarrassing because it was just me, Katie, my wife, and the teacher, Miss Knight. And I was crying uncontrollably, proper blubbing. And I had to say, stop. She gave me a tissue to sort myself out. And it just...
And a detention.
It was awful. So
but stop making noise. Teacher's talking here.
It was so embarrassing. But, yeah, there you go.
And do you remember what specifically she said that set you off?
No, she just said she's doing really well. She's settled in really well. She's a really great member of the class. And because she just moved to the school, and I knew it was quite, I felt quite bad for her starting at a new school, and it was just
the build up of all that.
No, just relief that she'd done well. That she
tears of a
suffering.
Bad father. I think that's probably when the teacher said, despite everything going on at home. She's done really well.
Despite your dad always watching football on the telly, she's done really well.
You didn't have to bring the cans with you, Mr. Dyson. I know you're enjoying the game, but you could watch the second half in the pub. You don't have to watch it on the phone. Lots of football today, but at 3 o'clock, Holland-America is our key focus. Do you have a preference, Dyson?
I think I support the Netherlands, to be honest. They never seem to do well at tournaments. Yeah, I'd like to see them do well.
Am I wrong in saying Holland then? Should I say Netherlands?
I think it's either it used to always be Holland, and then there seems to be a point about 10 years ago when everyone switched to the Netherlands and no one says Holland anymore. Mm. I don't know why. Does it offend them in some way?
I hope I've not said something wrong. Can we get cancelled for saying Holland? You can't even say Holland anymore.
You can't even say what's the world coming to. But the two teams have just walked out onto the pitch at the Khalifa International Stadium. Kickoff just minutes away now.
Did you see that clip of Southgate at his press conference this week when the reporter was like, can you explain the England-Wales rivalry?
Oh, yes.
And he went, they're here, like with one hand, and then he puts his other hand next to him and goes, and we're right there. Yeah. And that's really all I can say about it.
That's it. We're just close to each other.
But he said, the bit I really liked as well, he said, I live in Yorkshire and people there... don't like the rest of England either. Or some words to that effect. Really
mad
funny. Just saying that was a football rivalry.
Yeah. I also like the way I heard him in one interview saying about the mood in the camp, and he said, for want of a better word, it's a very good vibe at the moment. I just love Southgate using the phrase, it's a real vibe.
He's a bit hippie.
Maybe
he's got his Glastonbury tickets.
It's just a vibe, man.
Elton. Yeah.
That'd be we've never really had a hippie football manager.
No. That's
yeah,
true,
man.
Actually, yeah.
Second half was out there, dude.
He grew his hair out and started wearing tie-dye T-shirts on the touchline. It'd be great.
The half-time snacks would be interesting.
Just go out there and be, man.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as losing, dude.
Yeah,
you're winning your mind.
We lost 10-0. The first second round game. It's now called the round of 16. It was always the second round when we were growing up, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was. Yeah, I can't remember when it became the round of 16, but I think I quite like the round of 16. It sounds quite exciting. Yeah, there's 7 minutes gone, 40. Netherlands against the USA. Pulisic has had an early chance. That's about it. It was saved by the goalkeeper's shin, and it's still goalless. Also, an update on why people don't call the Netherlands Holland anymore, by the
way.
The Dutch government officially decided to drop Holland in, around 2020.
Okay.
Because the Netherlands is actually 12 provinces altogether under the Netherlands. So Holland doesn't really make sense, and they just wanted to move on from that.
Okay. Fair dues.
So
I'll call it what I damn well please.
Oh, right.
What are they going to do? Come and get me. Yeah, that's a message to the government of Holland. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm a rebel,
you're
baby.
You're saying it now. You can't be taken off air, mate.
So dangerous. We'll be
you're taking a stand against the anti-woke agenda by you. We're going to be taken off air. You're upsetting an entire nation.
Oh, man. Elsewhere, Arsenal women are beating Everton women 1-0, and Leicester women are losing 1-0 at home to Chelsea women in the FA Women's Super League. You may have seen a video of Jack Grealish after the USA game. He said,
after the Iran game, we were the best thing since sliced veg, but,
Now, he claims that he didn't say the best thing since sliced veg, and that he did say the best thing since sliced bread, but it's just his accent, but... He clearly says veg, doesn't he?
Definitely veg. I mean, I've slowed it down and listened to it, and you can clearly hear veg because it bleeds into another word. I think he obviously meant bread. He said, the sliced veg was a great invention, don't get me wrong, but he definitely said it, and he meant bread.
Are there any phrases that you get wrong?
Have you heard the show?
You're familiar with my work.
One that always annoys me is I can't say it right now. Remuneration, because I say it wrong. It's I think it's meant to be remuneration. You know, getting paid for something.
Yes,
but I always say remuneration because that sounds like it makes more sense because you get.
Numbers. Yeah.
But remuneration sounds wrong, but it is correct.
I totally agree. We've got the clip of Grealish here. So to make your own mind up, here we go. Does he say veg or bread?
Yeah, the other day against Iran, we were the best thing since sliced veg, scoring 6 goals and then...
He definitely says veg, but oh my word!
He says veg. Well, I never. Netherlands, not Holland. The Dutch are celebrating. They're 1-0 up already. Just 10 minutes gone. Is it Memphis Depay? I think it's Memphis Depay who has scored the goal. He's put Netherlands 1-0 up against USA in this first game in the round of 16.
I only found out a few years ago. I'd always said hither and thither. But it's hither and thither.
Thither. Hither and tither. I've never heard anyone say that. That would be...
Not me anymore. I think I was the only person doing it, and I've stopped.
Yeah.
I'm going to right fall out myself.
You're doing it left, right and centre, weren't you?
Are you the sort of person that would correct someone? If they said it's hither and thither, would you gently at some point say, I think it's hither and thither, isn't it?
By the way, no, I think...
That's a broadcast on myself.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it there and then often, but afterwards...
Would you do it thither and thither?
Have a polite word over tither and just say, I think that's the wrong pronunciation. Happens a lot.
That's a good point. If it was a stranger, so if it was like your wife or your dad, you could just go, what are you saying? You could probably be more direct.
Yes,
but
exactly.
If it was a stranger in polite company.
Even when if you're doing a radio show with someone and they pronounce something wrong, sometimes I just don't want to make it awkward, so I just don't say anything.
Really?
And then they just carry on saying it otherwise it might be a bit awkward.
I'm paranoid now.
How many things have you been saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I've never felt the need to do it because I've never heard you say hither and thither.
What was that then? You just drop a bowling ball on the floor.
You don't have a mega bowl. I don't know what that noise was.
They say men can't multitask. What was it?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
Well, something heavy just dropped in the room you're in.
No, I don't think it might have been just that.
Let's not go there. Tracy says, my dad says Vicky Verker instead of vice versa.
Oh, really? Vicky Verker? Wow. That seems almost deliberately wrong, doesn't it? Is he having a bit of a joke there? I'm not sure.
That's the thing with dads. You can never really... With parents, I would say. You can't rule out the fact they're doing it to slightly wind you up.
Yes, exactly.
Or just to amuse themselves. Vicky Verker.
Vicky Verker and Stu says, my mate Ron says just instead of gist. So I'm getting the gist of it. He says, one day I'll tell him.
Maybe he's South African. I'll get the gist.
The gist of it.
Is his best mate Elon Musk? I'll get the gist. I'll reinstate people on Twitter.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
I can only apologise for what you just heard. What was that, Dyson?
Oh, no. I wasn't humming again, was I?
You tell me. I heard something.
I was humming along with Noel. I love his
I was humming along with Noel.
God, how you've only gone and caught me again. Humming along to Noel. That's me. Oh, you know. Oh, sorry about that, everyone.
Yeah. It sounded... again, I'm not being pejorative here. You sounded like an animal.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded like a groaning bear.
Oh, well.
It's deep. Alpha noises.
Sorry, I didn't realise the song was finishing.
No, I like it.
Sorry, yeah.
You're apologies. A manly man.
Apologies.
You hum along like a man.
I make a lot of noise, certainly. I'm a very noisy man.
Are you, in general? Do you make a lot of noise around the house?
Yeah, just... I can't live quietly, you know.
That's a great title for a book or a show or something.
I refuse to live quietly, yeah.
Refusing to live quietly since 1978.
Well, yeah, you know, just like breathing, bending over and going, ooh, ow, aching, breathing, just noises, creaking, like an old house.
That's the old Shaking Stevens song.
Yeah, exactly.
So what other noises, when you bend down to... put on your socks, for instance. What sort of noise are we getting out of that?
Sometimes it's a ooh-yah.
It comes in like sharp stabbing ooh-yah.
Ooh, just day-to-day life.
These are like Street Fighter noises.
Perfect. Sometimes I say that.
And when do you say that in your private moments?
That's just after I cry.
Oh! What are the incidental noises you make? Because I do whimper. I whimper sometimes.
You
whimper.
I groan. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Noises. Hey, we could get people on the phone to give us their own trademark noise, couldn't we?
You know what? I kind of harumph. Sometimes we've got these wardrobe doors that can be quite hard to slide.
Yeah.
So I kind of...
Lots of
harumphing.
Yeah, harumphing.
But I'm mortified if anyone ever hears, because I don't do it for I'm not doing it to make a point. I'm not saying, who did this? Mm, it's just I'm physically exerting myself. I'm like Monica Sellers.
Yes, yeah, you are. Yeah, sound very similar to her.
Although I think she did do it on purpose, so maybe I'm not like Monica Sellers.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, well, if you do it on the train, if you make one of your noises, like a painful noise, it's very embarrassing.
Do you do it on the train?
You know, sometimes if you bend down and you make that noise...
Oh, yeah.
And you've got headphones on and you look up and you realise, oh, no, everyone just heard me.
The next station is... Oh, yeah. Jacko's been in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Not that one. He says, mate of mine says, Quissy for quiche.
What?
How's he getting that?
I've heard a lot of people say quitch. I've heard people say quitch before as a sort of joke one.
That's a game from Harry Potter, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very similar. A slice of quitch, Lorraine, please.
when they're sort of doing Del Boy.
Yes, it's sort of like a
accents
joke.
Rodders Munch 2.
Exactly, it's that sort of thing.
Someone else says, a friend of ours says Lee Perrins when he meant Liam Perrins. He thought it was all just one word, like Lee Perrins.
Lee Perrins. Yeah, wow. But some Lee Perrins. Oh, that's mad. My eldest daughter, Bess, I mentioned her earlier in the show, she thought until about 6 months ago that when we had Thai green curry for dinner, it was called Tiger Een Curry. She thought it was some sort of named after some sort of jungle animal.
Can we have some Tigerine curry?
Tigerine. Yeah.
And she was fine eating it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She thought she was chowing down on tiger and didn't bat an eyelid.
I didn't care, yeah.
I always thought, I tell you the one that I really like when you see it written down, you know when people, prima donna, people write it like as in before Madonna.
Yes.
So instead of prima, Donna, they think it's pre Madonna.
Pre Madonna, yeah. What a folks pass that is to make.
What a folks pass to make at the Grand Prix. Pre Madonna, you're like, what, Kate Bush?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm
not sure. I'm not sure. It's a new goal alert. Is it great?
It is. Should we sound it again? Here we go.
Yeah, go on.
There's a goal in the World Cup.
We've just played Bruce Springsteen, Fordy, and there's bad news for people born in the USA.
Oh!
Their defenders look like they're dancing in the dark at the moment, despite the floodlit pitch in Qatar. They're 2-0 down at halftime. USA looked like they were about to come into it. They had a Timothy Weah had a great shot, but just before halftime, Daley Blint got a second for the Netherlands, so it's looking pretty much all over at halftime.
Are the Netherlands going to be the first team through to the quarterfinals? Obviously, if England beat Senegal tomorrow night, and that will be difficult, we would then have our quarterfinal next Saturday, a week today.
Yes.
7 p.m.
I'll tell you what, Netherlands are making quite light work of this USA defence. They're doing
quite
better
what?
Against light work.
Like word.
Like word. It's like war.
Are you trying to do Dutch? You're just like mixing a few consonants up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. No, so it's.
Are you shady work of the late that we do in the football?
They're scoring with quite a lot of open spaces in the American defence. We did not find it so easy to score against them, did we, when we played the USA?
No, but that was group stage.
Well, I know, but still, you know.
Stop slagging Southgate off. Why do you hate our boys?
You can't say anything negative to you.
Why do you hate England so much?
Otherwise you start crying.
Well, if you like abroad so much, why don't you go and live there? Someone's been in touch saying, until the age of 19, I pronounced epiphany as epiphany. I think you might be joking.
No way.
Oh, I've just had an epiphany. Don't think that's what you think it is, mate.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Also, Dan Pryor's been in touch on Twitter. He makes, you know, the bits in between songs where there's little talky bits and it says the two Matts? He makes them.
Does he?
He makes them, yeah. And he's been in touch to say, I got well into my 30s thinking approximate meant exact. No idea how. That's approximately just like Dan Pryor, that is, really is.
He was approximately in his 30s. I love the fact that even in his 30s he's vague. Like, he's not even sure how to be exact about how old he was when he figured out. How do you go that far?
I know. Why did no one correct him? Why didn't I correct him? I feel guilty.
But the whole time people must have been going, it sounds very vague.
Yeah. He doesn't commit to anything, does he, this guy?
Hey, what's your address? Oh, it's approximately 15 Main Road. What? A bit weird. Basherman Mark has tweeted us. Said, I find it annoying when people say to the 10th degree when they mean the nth degree.
Oh.
I've never heard anyone do that.
No, I haven't. Yeah, the nth degree is certainly the correct one. Yeah, that would be annoying, certainly.
You know, the football ones that I hate are the pointless pluralisations. You know, your Lampards, your Gerrards, your Fodens, your Stoneses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your Chelseas, your Arsenals, your Aston Villas.
Yeah.
There is only one Lampard.
Yes.
Exactly. Where are the others?
Yeah. And make the overuse of make no mistake about it as well by pundits annoys me. It's like no one's making any mistakes about anything. What are you talking about? It's just needless words. Absolutely pointless. But the big bugbear with football for me, Fordy, is people in my own family do it.
Ooh.
They say the Premiership when it's called the Premier League has been since 2008. I mean, it really grinds my gears.
Yeah, I'm like, we're not playing rugby, pal.
Yeah,
it's football.
Yeah, it's the Scottish Premiership, great. But in England, it's the Premier League.
Yes.
It has been for a long, long time.
Since 2008, mother.
Yeah.
Threatening you. Is it your parents that do it that winds you up there?
No, my brother does it. I think my brother does
bro,
it.
Man.
I just can't say anything about it. I don't want to look like that guy who says, I think you'll find it's the Premier League.
I mean, that's the thing, you know, you've got your brothers, your sisters, your mums, your dads, you know, that's what happens at Christmas.
Make no mistake about it, yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, she'll be happy with that turkey, you know. She's put it in there, she's taken it out. It's a classic, to be fair. You know, all the trimmings, they've pulled their weight today. And I think it's an issue for me who you start. You know, do you start with a Yorkshire pudding and some roasties? Do you bring the broccoli off the bench? Do you rest stuffing this year? You know, I think they've got to mix it up, you know? It's that pub chat. that pub chat just, yeah, it's fallen well for him there. You know, he's connected very well. He'll be happy with that.
Yeah,
and, you know, they're 2-0 up, Jeff, you know?
Yeah, just clichés, isn't it? That's all it is.
You know, you've got your clichés, you've got your mispronunciations. Still 2-0 to the Netherlands.
Thank you.
Against the United States of America. In the Women's Super League, United beat Villa 5-0, Arsenal beat Everton 1-0, and Leicester City losing at home to Chelsea 6-0.
Ooh, big.
Oh, big. That's, we've got to use that as a goal alert at some point. Oh, big.
No.
Or maybe
no.
for something inappropriate. Imagine the fun we could have taking that out of context.
Couldn't we just?
Now, Eva says, people who say man get out instead of monge too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, surely no one's ever done that, have they? I've never heard that in the wild, have you?
I've never heard it, but I remember someone tweeting it, and I'd never realised that Monge 2 is written Man Get Out.
I suppose it's spelt Man Get Out. Can I have some of those Man Get Outs on the side as well, please?
But surely people are doing that as a joke, aren't they? They're not genuinely thinking that's how it's said.
Surely not.
You're more likely to say, like, Mange Tout or something like that, aren't
Monge
you?
Monge Tout. Yeah, again, it's the Del Boy comedy mispronunciations, that, isn't it?
Joe says, my partner and his mum used to pronounce the word conducive as conducative. Oh, come on. There's not even a T in there.
Wow, that is
There's
amazing.
Not even a T in there.
I mean, you have to step in when someone's getting it that wrong.
Ooh, step in. Stage an intervention.
Yeah,
get all the
do.
Friends and family round.
This needs to stop. Come on.
We've heard you calling conducive conductive for too long now, and we think you need help. We think you need to stop. Yeah. When you say step in then, Dyson, what sort of action would you take?
Well, it's just that I'm going to have to stop you there. I don't always like correcting people, but when it's that comical, I mean, you've got to stop it happening again in the future for everyone's sake.
Little Jason says, it was only 10 years ago I realised that it's not St Pancreas and I'm 52. Come on.
I think I thought that for a while as well, to be fair.
Producer Liam pointing at himself, blushing.
St Pancreas.
Come on.
A lot of people, I hear that, you hear that a lot, to be fair.
But I always just think people are saying it as a joke.
Yeah, I know, yeah. No, yeah. I don't think they are.
What is going to be your munch of the day later, either while watching the Australia-Argentina game or watching the highlights? And have today's scores affected it? Are you more likely to go, America are out, so I'll have burger and chips because it's my last chance to have something American? Or we have something Dutch?
Oh, go Dutch, definitely, yeah. Some Edam. Get a nice. I haven't had Edam for ages. Lovely cheese.
Yeah, that's what they have for dinner, isn't it? Just a big plate of Edam.
Yeah.
Sit there in their clogs and have a big plate of Edam. And
that's all they do, yeah.
Smoke something that we're not going to mention. people getting in touch about phrases that other people say that they hate. We're getting a lot of people getting in touch, Dyson.
Yes, and we have another new take on quiche. This is amazing. So many have come in. We've had quiche, we've had quizzy. Now, an alarming text that simply from someone called Dave, who says, my nana used to go to the shop and ask for a quickie. Which is very carry on. She meant quiche. No, surely no one pronounces quiche quickie. Surely not.
Can I have a quickie? The butcher gave me one last week. Yeah, he said to come in and ask. Well, I don't mind if the new boy does it. It's fine. Just give me a quickie now.
Just give me a quickie.
Well, I've got to get back to our Derek. I never saw this one. Becky in Skipton says, I used to think it was they can't make hen's meat instead of hen's meat.
Oh, wow. Yes, nice.
Can't make hen's meat.
Yeah, I can see that being a common misconception. Yeah. She thought they were so poor they had to eat old chicken or something. Yeah, yeah.
What's the other one? Tenderhooks and tenterhooks, that's a classic.
Oh, yes, yeah, or damp squid. Damp squid, going down like a damp squid.
Really?
Yes, it's squib, of course, isn't it?
I guess all squids are damp, aren't they?
Exactly,
in the sea.
Exactly. Stu suggests on Twitter, could of or would of or should of. Two choices and they still choose the third wrong option. Sigh. Oh, could have. Right, yeah, it should be could have.
Yeah, why do people do of? I could have done it.
I could have done it.
It's because they misunderstand the of, isn't it? It's the abbreviation of have. So you say could have, and it's could have, and they've misunderstood that.
That's right. I think that's why it happens. Yeah, could have, would have, should have. The last words of a fool, 40, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So the song went.
I don't remember that. I remember coulda, woulda, shoulda means I'm out of time, but I don't remember the last words of the full line.
I think that was a line. Who sang it again? I can't remember.
This is terrible. Like two old men who can't remember anything. Talk about it live on the radio.
Oh, it's a goal for you, United States. Sound the air horn. Sound the air horn. Ooh. Big.
We've got to use that all the time now.
Oh,
Netherlands 2, America 1.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football. The seance of the living on rock and roll football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yes, let's find out who is out there today after sharing the stage with him for Absolute Radio Live last weekend at the Palladium. Maybe Frank Skinner is out there. I'm not sure. I'm just sensing maybe the Three Lions that's coming home for Christmas hitmaker. Maybe he'd be out there. Who knows? Let's find out. The question comes from Steve Finch on Twitter, who says, whoever comes through, I would like to know what they think the best sandwich is. Thank you, love the show. Thank you, Steve. So which is the best sandwich? Is there anybody there? What? Yeah, Nick. Netherlands has scored. Sorry, 3-1 up now.
I mean, it depends on what you prefer. I'll prefer something pure. And I'll go, cheese, toasty. I mean, I know you get these fancy ones now, focaccias with, pret a manger. But I imagine people who work in PR go to Shoreditch and get a, a Korean rice box. But I don't think you can beat an ham and cheese toasty. Or I'd have I'm in danger of just answering this as myself. What do we have in the West Midlands? What's the local of cuisine?
What is it?
Yams or something like that.
Yams? What do they eat?
Pickled. I guess it's basically...
Piccalilli. Piccalilli. They love that in the West.
I'd have a bit of ham and piccalilli. And, I'd put... this is so bad. I think I'll put a twist on it. I think I'd have... maybe a bit of guacamole. To zhuzh it up a bit. And you've got to be careful. Obviously, you've got to put a couple of, avocado.
Yeah.
And an onion and maybe a tomato and limes. Three limes. But not on your shirt because you get it messy.
No. Oh, lovely.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
Munch of the day. So, Dyson, what are people having for their dinner while watching the football tonight?
Well, amazingly, we've had someone saying they're going to have a quickie with some man get out on the side, which is the real thing to eat tonight.
I guess after a quickie, the man would get out.
Yeah. Wow, it's just so, yeah. Megan Katie
move on quickly. Christ.
Is having a Chinese takeaway. She's going to have chicken curry, salt and pepper chips, big fat spring roll, heavenly.
Fat spring roll?
yes, there you
oh
go.
Oh, my word, I love I love that when you order a spring roll and it's a giant one.
Yes, but much better than the mini ones.
I know. What's some real filling in there?
Yeah, what else have we got? Anyone else munching on anything specific?
Jacko said he's going to be in the garden having a beer while cooking a pork joint for barbecue pulled pork sandwiches with butternut squash, garlic chips. The pork takes a while, so I can squeeze in a few beers. Happy days. He's winning, isn't he? What are you
going to have? Very cold to be out barbecuing. Well, I'm feeling a bit delicate, to be honest, mate, so I'm not going to go mad, I don't think.
Just some dry toast.
Yeah, without giving too much away. Probably just...
I'm having... Dyson's not well. We kind of skated over it at the start, but he needs what a previous generation would have called roughage. He needs some roughage just to calm everything down in there.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen those videos where people put Mentos into a bottle of Diet Coke. He needs to somehow get the lid back
on. Outrageous.
Do you know what I'll be having?
What? Tell us.
Veggie hot pot.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Nice winter warmer. Quite healthy.
Yeah.
But with that cheesy, salty goodness on top that just
crispy,
makes it feel a bit more...
Crispy sliced potatoes on top. Yeah.
You know
crispy
it.
Crispy on the top, fluffy underneath.
All night long. Yeah, all night long, baby. You know, I think hot pot, I always think of Betty from... Oh, Betty's hot pot.
Oh, yeah. Betty's hot pot. She was the queen.
No wonder Ken got gout.
Yeah.
You've got to bring that back.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Did any of that annoy you? Did some of those... could have we have mispronounced any more to annoy you?
Yeah, surely not.
Well, look, let's hope England win against Senegal. Let's hope the next time we're on Saturday, we're looking forward to a quarter-final that night. So next Saturday show, listen live, 2 till 5. Listen live from 2 till 5.
2 to 5. Why, you've never said that line before. Why not?
Because I'm
amazing.
Thick.
Listen live, 2 till 5. Yeah.
It's got a real ring to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, really
so
nice.
Listen live from the 2 to the 5 as we look forward to hopefully... this time next week, England in the quarter-final of the World Cup.
Oh, yes, it could happen. It could be happening. Don't get too carried away, though.
And what's your routine for the Senegal game tomorrow?
I think I might watch it at home. I might go out. I'm not 100%
sure. Where would you go?
Yet.
Where would you go?
I'd go to a pub in Hastings, but my mate Ben, who I would normally go with, has just had a baby, so he's still like in the throes of looking after a newborn. So I'm not sure he's going to be ready to head out yet. I'm not sure.
He can do a pint for the England game.
Well, I think he could do. Yeah,
put a bit of pressure on him. Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to ask the question. You know,
say, come on, mate. Say, don't. What are you? Yeah, really pressure him into it. Don't let me down, mate.
Yeah, please, come on. This is more important than your new baby. Come on.
I'll be watching it at home with vegan fish and chips. I'm allergic to fish, so I've bought some vegan fake fish. And
so,
some,
wow, nice. And how is that, animal-based fish?
Well, it's rice-based fish. It's vegetarian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, nice. I suppose you'd never... have you never tasted, like, some flaky cod? So you don't really know.
Well,
you
I had a fish finger as a kid, and that sort of almost killed me.
Yeah, right, really? Oh, yeah. God.
Hopefully this
that's a story for another time.
That'd be a heck of a text to that. Near-death experiences. Let's do it next week, maybe.
What was it like? Were you going down a tunnel at any point? Is that true?
I could definitely... I thought I was going to die,
So you felt a sense of... lightness, did you? Did you start to float?
Do you know what? I've had a couple of really bad asthma attacks in my youth where I thought this is it. I remember one in Skegness or Underby Creek, where I was just like, this is... The ambulance wasn't coming either. It was very, very scary.
Of all the places to go, Skeggy is not it, is it, really? Come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, ideally I just wanted to stay alive anyway, but that wasn't really on my mind. I didn't think as an 8-year-old, God, not Skegness.
Yeah,
I was quite happy to be there. I love it.
Staying alive from 2 till 5 every Saturday afternoon. Amazing.
See you next week.